The Boy Scouts of America's national organization has filed for bankruptcy as it faces several hundred lawsuits from men who say they were sexually abused by scoutmasters and other leaders when they were youth members. In a statement, the 110-year-old organization said it made the filing in order to compensate victims who were harmed during their time in scouting. We're joined now by Michael Pfau. He's an attorney representing several former scouts. Welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Michael, how will this bankruptcy filing impact your cases?
Well, it's going to have an enormous impact on the cases. We presently represent 300 former scouts across the country with high concentrations in California and New York. And those cases are filed or were to be filed in state court. The cases against the Boy Scouts will be stayed or halted, and then ultimately transferred to bankruptcy court in Delaware.
And this is an important distinction because you actually have said that your clients wanted to be able to tell their stories in court.
Yeah, in that sense, it will really, I think, have the most profound difference. For most of the abuse survivors we represent in Boy Scout cases and other cases, holding the institution accountable, and after years, sometimes of decades of silence, being able to tell their story is really of the utmost importance. Now, that said, when a bankruptcy like this occurs, certainly our clients' legal rights are not extinguished. They'll be compensated through the bankruptcy process, and also we try real hard to give them a voice in the proceeding, and that's something that's very important to us.
Have you had a chance to speak to any of them, and how are they reacting to this news?
We have, and we've also been heavily involved in a number of the Catholic bankruptcies, so we've been through this process before, and it's pretty typical for the abuse survivors we represent at first to be angry because it's viewed as a legal ploy or a legal tool used by the Boy Scouts to avoid really fully being exposed. But after initially being angry and frustrated, most of the people we represent treat this with resolve. They realize that they still have a case. They still have a story to be told. It'll just be told in a different format.
You mentioned the Catholic Church. There have been several laws passed in several states, including New York and California, that allow a temporary window for cases barred by the statute of limitations. And you've also said that the number of claims you believe will eclipse those of the Catholic Church. How so?
Well, there's no question about that. The Boy Scout bankruptcy is historic in size and scope. We know that there were thousands of perpetrators in the Boy Scouts in all 50 states in the American territories, and tens of thousands of victims. So the bankruptcy courts or the courts in the United States have never seen anything of this size or magnitude before. And that's why it will eclipse any of the Catholic bankruptcies that we've seen.
The Boy Scouts of America recently named a new president, and he's been very vocal about wanting potential victims to speak up and share their stories. They've also said this bankruptcy will allow the Boy Scouts to create a victims compensation trust, allowing for equitable compensation to the victims. Do you see value in the Scouts continuing on as an activity for children? Do you believe it's worth saving?
You know, that's a really, really good question. And, you know, ironically, I was a Boy Scout. If they emerge from this in some sort of viable form, and they probably will, it is at least our sincere hope that when they emerge, they will be a transparent organization. They will warn parents and children about the dangers of abuse and scouting, and will be a better organization. From someone who has advocated for scout victims for decades, that has not been the case historically. This is really a day of reckoning for the Boy Scouts. And, you know, one thing I would point out is if there are abuse survivors listening, they still very much have legal rights against the Boy Scouts and against their local council. and those rights will not be extinguished.
That's Michael Pfau, an attorney representing several former Boy Scouts who filed suit against the Boy Scouts of America for sexual abuse. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.